Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why Most Startups Die After 7 Years, The Hidden Timeline. Now let's get started with today's show. You've been calling your company a startup for 3 years, but investors are rolling their eyes and customers are questioning your stability. So when exactly do you graduate from startup status? This isn't just semantics. It's about understanding why most ventures hit a wall around year 7. Here's the truth. Most experts agree that once you hit 10 to 20 million in annual recurring revenue, you're no longer a startup. You've proven product market fit and established predictable income streams. But here's what's fascinating. This is exactly when the scrappy, figure-it-out-as-we-go mentality that got you here becomes your biggest enemy. The very mindset that birthed your success now threatens to kill it. Age matters more than most founders want to admit. Companies older than 5 to 7 years rarely qualify as startups, regardless of size. Think about it. You've had time to establish market position and refine operations. The market stops giving you the benefit of the doubt that comes with being new. Biotech gets more runway than social media apps, but every industry has its expiration date on the startup label. Then there's what I call the structure test. True startups have flat hierarchies where everyone wears multiple hats. But once you need HR departments, formal management layers, and standardized processes, you're scaling beyond startup phase. Your hiring shifts from can-do-anything generalists to specialized experts. This transition terrifies founders because it feels like losing your soul, but it's actually finding your maturity. Consider Airbnb. They called themselves a startup until 2015, 7 years after founding, when they hit a $900 million valuation with over 1,000 employees. The turning point wasn't just size, but when they shifted from survival mode to strategic expansion with dedicated teams for legal, compliance, and international markets. They consciously rebranded as a grown-up company to attract enterprise partnerships. Here's your takeaway. Honestly, assess your company against all three metrics: revenue, age, and structure. Then align your messaging and strategy accordingly. The startup phase ends not because you've failed, but because you've succeeded. Embrace the graduation. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.